This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
A video went viral on social media of a woman taking a tub of Bluebell ice cream out of a freezer at a Walmart in Lufkin, Texas, and licking it and putting the ice cream back inside.
I didn't see it.
Jesus
Christ. Well, here's the story.
Was it misty?
It wasn't misty. It had no, hold on a minute here. This wouldn't let me preload it, so we'll just have to take a second here. She opens the tub, licks the ice cream inside, puts it back into the freezer at this Walmart, and then the video went viral. But there's actually prison time involved now for what this woman did. She could get up to 20 years
in prison.
Here's the story.
An act that outraged and grossed out Texans. Now investigators have tracked down the store where a woman licked a Bluebell ice cream tub and then put it right back in the freezer. Police released this surveillance video from the June 28th incident. They're looking for the woman and the man that she was with. Investigators say they were led over Texas in searching for her, first in San Antonio, then to Houston. Finally, they made it to Lufkin when the manager of a Walmart there called, saying he recognized the unique store merchandise seen in the viral video.
It is a crime. It's a very serious crime. It's a felony, too. So the person that perpetrated this can actually be looking at prison time.
Bluebell says they believe they found the ice cream that was tampered with. Of course, they removed it. And they also took a further step by removing roof half gallons from that Lufkin location. And one Walmart in Corpus Christi even now has an employee guarding all their ice cream. They posted this picture with an employee with a water gun writing, "We're guarding our Bluebell for your weekend party."
Bluebell says they found the... There's no way. That was at the right at the front. And by the time that video went viral, someone bought that ice cream. They just want you not to be worried about your ice cream container.
Yeah.
When you teased the story, I thought there would be an actual security guard at the by the ice cream. I thought that's pretty cool. But it's just a guy in a Walmart vest and a water gun.
He's not really there.
Yeah, he's got no...
Disappointing.
Sorry.
Not even a weapon.
Just a water gun.
That girl does not eat a lot of ice cream. Who licked that?
No.
That's all she does. She licks, that's for the,
yeah,
you know,
that's,
the year.
That's, yeah. She's like, I don't know, I just lick it, put it back, I don't buy
Jesus
it.
Jesus Christ.
That's her diet plan.
Yeah.
That is, that's crazy.
She's in way too good a shape.
Yeah. Oh, she absolutely is. But the thing is, here's the original video. We put a link to the original video up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com so you can see it. I have to stop it right near the end, though. But
I don't need to play this.
Well, yeah, here, it's fine. You can play it.
I don't trust her. You know what, though? That is a huge one. That could be all right.
What do you mean?
Well, like, it's a gigantic.
Oh, you foul. Put it back.
So they had to take that plastic stuff off of there, right? Because there's always like a plastic covering.
It doesn't look as if that one had it.
Not all of them.
I think that one just opens up right to the ice cream.
Oh.
Which I don't play that game.
No, so I have to have the plastic.
Tracked her down over the weekend. Turns out she's 17, so she'll be facing juvenile charges. In other words, probably not 20 years in prison.
So she's lucky that she wasn't a year later.
Absolutely, because her boyfriend, who was with her, he is over 18, so he could face criminal charges.
Well, he didn't do anything.
He said, lick it. Go on, do it, lick it.
He said, or did he say?
No, I think you foul.
He was like, you foul.
Yeah, I thought he said lick it.
Did he say lick it?
He's telling her to lick it off the top.
Oh, is it? Let's see here.
Lick it. Oh, you foul. Put it back.
Lick it. Oh, you foul. Put it back.
He says the same thing in the bedroom.
You foul. Put it back.
Oh, you foul. That's it is a horrible person to be licking ice cream like that.
But how many people lick and don't tape?
I don't think many.
Because if you're going to do that, you will tape it.
I'm not just licking ice cream. If I opened it and licked it, I have to buy it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a sale. You're my baby now.
You made a sale.
Yeah.
Well, stuff like this is happening more and more often now. This is going to be the next thing we have to deal with. Because I think there's another trend where people are doing with mouthwash.
Oh, I saw that.
They're taking mouthwash.
But that one looks staged to me. I believe a transgender individual or a crossdresser who walked up in opened mouthwash, took a swig, spit it back in the bottle, closed it up, and put it back on the shelf. To me, that one looks staged.
And those are plastic covers.
Because those have seals on the top.
Oh, they do have seals on the top.
Okay. Right? So that's why it was, if it wasn't staged, it was definitely set up to, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just,
I'm sure.
It got me shook.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, man.
It got me shook.
I'm going to have somebody else's Listerine in my mouth?
I don't want that.
No, I barely want that, regular Listerine in my mouth.
Here it is here. This is the video.
Oh, yeah, that's not.
Because all of them have covers.
All of them have covers except that one.
Plastic wrapper on the top.
Yeah, that's totally what happened staged. There.
Well, you got me.
You got enough me, to shake. UK. Yeah, it was enough to shake James.
It shook James. Shook him hard.
James called the NSA.
Ooh, I was worried.
Oh,
my teeth are going to fall out.
But this is something that you could see taking off.
People doing this?
Well, because in a weird way, you end up.
But it's felony tampering. You could face up to 20 years in prison. That's what these idiots don't realize.
That's what has to.
It's all a it's nice, idiots. Fun YouTube joke or whatever until you get 20 years in prison for spitting in a bottle of mouthwash.
I think you should get 20 years in prison if you do an internet challenge. I'm sick of
it. Well, it's not good. Crazy. It's not good. That great.
Kick bottles. Yeah. This John Mayer.
I think we can pick which internet challenges.
I don't like any of them.
Yeah, I did see that stupid kick a bottle thing.
It was everywhere. And I'm like, I don't care.
I didn't see it.
Why are we kicking bottles?
Jason Statham? The bottle cap bottle.
Statham did it, but then it was like John Mayer did it, and then now everybody's kicking bottles.
I saw Ryan Reynolds at Deadpool do it, and he kicked the bottle into next week and then ran.
Well, everybody keeps telling me to do the butthole challenge.
What?
What's not going to happen?
What's the butthole challenge?
Please do it.
You put like the camera on the couch or on the floor, you run naked at it and trying to get the camera to hit you right in the bunghole.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What?
I want you. I want
that. I'm not
that
doing it for free. I'll tell you that right now.
First of all, he wasn't doing it, and then he's not doing it.
Hold on. You put the camera on the ground.
Yeah.
You put the camera,
and
maybe
like a running, and like then a running, like butthole dive right at the camera,
and you try and
I don't
hit
know
it.
If the point is to get the camera lens right up the poop chute, or if you're just trying to like
God.
Put on a show.
Are there other people that have already done it?
Yeah, look, go to Twitter and look up the butthole challenge.
No, really?
Yeah.
Porn stars are doing it. Cam girls are doing it. Oh, other people are doing it.
I just love
people
that
are trying to get
like,
me to do it.
You're going to have to pay a pretty penny to get me to do that.
I better turn four guys down on Twitter. I'm doing the butthole challenge.
It's called the butthole challenge.
Do the butthole challenge, they say.
Okay, is there what I look, videos?
Yeah, I guess.
Come on.
Can't even.
No videos came up.
No videos.
Pictures. Nope. What's the top?
What are we missing?
Like a
here?
Complete crazy person.
Mm-hmm. James, did you dream up the butthole?
I did not
dream
it up.
Yeah, it was all a dream.
Have they got rid of it all?
It was all a dream.
Twitter ban it all? Twitter usually lets anything fly.
Yeah.
Butthole challenge too much for them?
The lid, first try.
What if you click butthole challenge, that hashtag, just like that?
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm doing. who's doing the
okay? Now
challenge?
Put the videos. Now hit videos.
Now hit videos.
Yeah. Yep. Come on. Here we go.
No, that's no. Is that really? Is she? Will she?
No, she's probably like, no, she's talking.
I ain't doing that butthole challenge. You guys want me to do it? So you see my butthole.
We'll just have James translate
James
the videos.
The videos
I'll translate them all. Show me the next one.
There's only two.
Well,
I don't think people are actually doing this, James.
I think
someone just wanted to see your
man. I could have made a few bucks just showing somebody my bunghole.
Yeah, you could have.
You heard of this butthole challenge?
I saw like three or four videos though. And I
so
like,
you
oh.
did. You saw like people run up and butthole challenge,
Like running, like flying, running through the room, and they just. Leap across the room onto a couch right onto their phone.
Wow. I really am furious that they don't
have
them.
Why can't we
anymore.
See it?
It's not coming up.
They've taken them all off.
No.
Look at that.
People
one
are reacting to them, so people have seen them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe
exists.
If you click on one of the reaction GIFs, it'll take you to the actual video where they're sending that reaction.
I need you guys to know that I laughed so hard watching a few of these butthole challenge videos that I almost had to call 911 when I couldn't find my asthma medication. Fine now, but oof.
That's what I'm saying. So has Twitter been like, man, there's a crazy butthole challenge. We have to step in and stop.
Who started it?
They don't usually step in and stop anything.
They've stopped a few things I've seen.
Oh, they have?
Lately, yeah, they've been changing.
They've stopped.
They're trying to clean it up?
No, they will choose
Remember when that whole Occupy Wall Street thing was going on?
Ago, though,
yeah, but they blocked that.
Okay. But so the butthole challenge.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
Is this one?
Please. Please be one. Don't mess with us.
What's happening?
Be one.
He's going to come off the top of the
Yes,
it's
he
a,
is.
It's a drop. It's a burst.
Here we go.
First vertical drop butthole challenge.
Do it. He's doing it. He's doing it.
Oh, my God. He jumped off mattresses butthole first.
The version of Point Break you don't want to see.
No. Oh, man.
He really went for it.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Okay, well, I like it already.
So I see, yeah, that's an incredible video. Oh, this guy's going to do it, too? The same guy?
Same dude?
Obviously, the same dudes are fine with it.
So it's mainly men that are doing this, unfortunately.
I've seen two women and two men. Well, now there's three men.
No.
Oh, my God. They just jump right.
He's not even spreading his cheeks. I've seen others where the cheeks are spread, and you're like, wow, there is no mistaking that.
That's just a nude man on an inflatable whale.
Well, that's
safe to see.
Oh, here's a woman. Is she doing it?
Yeah, but you can't put it on Instagram.
We're currently looking for the butthole challenge online to see if we can see. No, I don't know. It won't let me even click on her friggin' thing.
Somebody, can you open up links on your computer through text, Dave? It might be a dumb question.
I can't even open up links.
Let me see if I'll check this one and email it to you.
Oh, that's not a butthole challenge.
Yep. It's a challenge.
Be careful. Right. If you put in butthole challenge, you make it just gay porn.
Those guys won.
Seems like a lot of stuff gay men are doing it.
Yeah, James, I think it's just a gay thing.
It would make sense.
It's on Gay Hoopla.
Well, I found a link with a whole bunch of them. It's all men. You want them, Dave?
Yeah, no. Well, you're looking for a lady. I don't think ladies do it. Yeah, it's just these guys.
I saw two women do it. Wow.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
Lots going on there.
Well, you're on Gay Hoopla, so.
What do you expect? Really?
What do you expect?
I guess you're right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What do you expect?
A lot of gay hoopla going on there.
That's exactly as it says. Gay hoopla.
Yep. Turns out exactly what's happening.
Did someone, you say, send us a link of a lady doing the B-hole challenge?
No, I just sent you a link to all the dudes that are doing it. That link right there. Mm.
So that's all it, though, is they just butthole first right onto the camera?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, it's quite a challenge. So, and James, if you're up to it.
Yeah, that's...
All right.
No, all right.
There we go.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one.
Just people running b-hole first to the camera.
Well, aren't you risking real damage to your electronics?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was all paint.
That was gross. All paint.
Needs to do some paintenance on that bad boy. This guy's hung.
Okay. Thank you, James. James with the play-by-play.
Use them.
Oh, goodness.
Terrible things.
Uh-oh. Oh, geez. You can't even see it. Mm-hmm. It's too dark.
This seems like the worst idea ever.
Yeah, I didn't start it. I just was asked to be a part of it.
Yeah, James isn't. This isn't his idea. He's just a wanted target.
They want me to come in and master it, show them how it's done.
I do feel like your video would be something else.
Oh, yeah, because I have a goofy costume on. I have a weird mask or something. I'd probably paint some funny.
I'm waiting to see one that's like not listed from James.
Yeah,
but it has
a
mask I recognize, has some tattoos I recognize.
James just tricking you guys into seeing everyone's b-holes.
And a b-hole I recognize.
Oh, this could be a lady.
Oh, boy.
Let's see here. We could get our first lady b-hole of the day. We did.
Oh, my God.
We did.
Yep. I've actually seen that one. That was one of the women ones I saw.
I mean, not the best.
not pleasant.
Best. I believe her taint is hairier than mine.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow. She goes right in on it, too, after.
Not afraid after to...
That's what she does in between matches of Overwatch, as you can see Overwatch on the screen in the background.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, there you go.
She makes more
That's
money
enough
than
of
us.
That, then. It's another day at work looking up the B-hole challenge.
You know, the whole B-hole challenge just totally passed me by.
Me, too. But it's big in James' life.
Yeah, I didn't even know about it.
Well, you're welcome, guys.
Thank you, James.
Have fun searching for that after the show.
Thank you, James.
I'm sure people are furiously searching for it right now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Okay, so I'm just going to lay this out.
Oh, gosh,
here.
What?
All right. What's wrong?
What's wrong?
What is your problem now?
Wrong. I'm busted doing this in my office by someone. I'm just going to make a confession.
What are you doing in your office? Dave, what are you doing in your office?
Jerker's right. Leave him alone. Let him do it, guys.
Let him do it. He needs to relax.
It's not jerking. I bought something during the break that was sent here when we were off.
A fleshlight.
Is it a foot massager?
Is it a yoga? Is it a treadmill?
You're closer.
The yoga thing?
Do you got one of those thigh masters?
Is it one of those
foam roller?
Is it zap your belly?
Is it a massage chair?
No.
Is it a
foot massage?
A belly zapper.
Is it one of those poles that helps you to massage yourself?
No, I don't even know what that is.
It almost looks like a bow and arrow.
Oh yeah,
and people use it to massage their back, and you buy a Hitachi.
I'm kind of having a bit of. I bought it was like a definite impulse buy.
Butt plug.
It was one of those.
That is an impulse buy.
No, that wasn't it. It was one of those things where it's like a timed thing on Amazon, and it was 3 minutes left.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You're like.
And I thought, that seems amazing.
But it's something that you would do in your office.
Yes. And I was just going to do it and not tell you guys because I knew you'd make fun of me. But I thought before someone busts me doing it and is confused by what's going on, I figure I'll just make a confession.
Were you just doing it during that last break?
No.
Oh, okay.
I haven't even opened the box yet.
Oh.
I was like, what did I miss when I walked by his office? Mm.
It's an under-the-desk elliptical.
Okay, so it's like my old idea. Remember I had that idea like a million years ago?
I guess.
That like you could have something under your desk. It would like you either like riding a bike. So you have.
Can you show us?
I'm going to bring it up here.
So you have a legitimate.
Shouldn't
like,
you have it here instead of in there? You're in
no,
here.
Thank God he doesn't
well, no,
have it here.
I'm in there for like almost 2 hours before the show starts.
Yeah.
So you are pedaling away.
I will be, hopefully.
If you put it in the studio, it'd be out
You're
of
right,
breath.
I'd be.
Yeah, this. I,
oh, that's true. I guess you could.
I think I came up with this idea 15 years ago.
It's David Chuck the Freak. Yeah, I couldn't do it in here.
News. There it is. Look.
This is.
Just look at it.
It's something like this.
I can't wait till someone is like, one. I hear Dave in there. He's jerking off for sure.
Well,
he's that, 100%
and that's what I thought. My door's
off.
Closed.
Yeah, you'll be able to hear it, right?
And yep. I thought you'll hear a machine and you'll
Go
hear me
it.
Possibly.
Go get it. No, I want to hear how loud it is.
No, it's not even. It's in a box. Not even open. It would take forever. Mm. It's something like this.
It says whisper quiet.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
But it's supposed to be. But
that doesn't. That, of course, don't, it's for old.
Shows
ladies.
Me an old broad using it. That's too hard.
It's the first photo.
Of course.
Too.
Yep.
Finally,
you there you are, Dave. There you are.
There you are.
Yeah, nice shoes you got.
Is that the one you bought?
Something like that.
I'll have to look it up and see. Is it too weird, you guys? I just thought
it's
okay,
definitely whatever it would have.
Think this through with me. My thought is. You know, I do go to the gym a couple times a week when I leave here to work with the trainer, but I want to get more cardio in.
Here's the thing. That doesn't do anything.
I don't think this works.
It's not
a ripoff.
It's not doing anything for you. Can legitimately
sitting there.
Ride a bicycle for 18 miles and it doesn't do much for you.
It's probably good for someone old, like
what
with
do you
joint
mean?
Problems.
It doesn't do anything
you know,
for
like to
you.
Get circulation
you
going.
Can ride a bike for 18 miles. That's doing something for you.
It doesn't do
calories.
It hardly does any riding a bike. Almost does.
Oh, that's bullcrap.
No,
you ride
it's
a bike
not.
For 18
Look
miles,
it up.
You're burning a lot of calories.
You're not. Well, if 18 miles, maybe, but no one rides 18 miles.
I feel like with this thing, like you'd have to really get after it.
Exactly.
Like to really.
You really, and then for sure.
It is. It's for people who don't have blood in their
they
legs.
They can't even move their yeah. legs.
They're just stuck on a couch.
Yeah.
Watching TV all day.
You know, they're just trying to move something.
They can't even walk, a lot of them, probably.
Like, there's no resistance.
No. See, I knew this is what I knew you'd...
They say well, it's quiet, so we wouldn't have heard it, maybe.
I had always said that... So I think my idea was that it would be like something that you could pull out from your desk that was like a mini treadmill. Mm-hmm. And you, if you wanted to work standing up, you could work standing up but then walk at the same time. Because they say that sitting is like the worst thing for you.
Well, here's the video.
But this, like, that's doing nothing. What, you're going to work out your ankles?
No, it says, listen.
I have the volume up. I don't know why.
I guess maybe there's no volume. It just shows you how they
It's just showing. Like, I mean, you're really killing it there, huh? Like, look at all that motion.
It targets your abs and core, Chuck.
It's doing nothing for your abs, dude.
It targets your hip flexors, which, you know, I
need to be careful with those hip flexors.
Right. Target my glutes.
Gotta stretch those
Get
out.
My nice tight nice thong. Ass.
That lady was wearing a thong.
Yes, she was.
Your quads and hamstrings.
I'm telling you right now, that is the only thing that's working out
calves.
Is your ankles.
So you'll have great calves.
I'll have great calves.
You're gonna
and a nice tight ass.
Like, look at Dave's calves.
Your ass is not doing anything there, dude.
It says it targets
your I know
your
it's
ass.
Saying it, but it's not. I'm just pointing it out. Just right now, pretend you're riding a bike. Number one, you can barely move your legs. You're gonna really gonna you think it's you're gonna be moving like this? You're not. You can't even get your legs up that high under your desk. You're gonna be doing this. It's nothing.
I never thought about my height.
No,
I might be too tall for this.
You probably are.
You have to be careful too. Like you don't. You're gonna end up pulling something.
He's already got plantar fasciitis or whatever.
He did that goddamn ankle exercise too much.
But that's why I also looked into this because, you know, I haven't been able to do cardio ever since I got that thing in my heel where it's like heel spur or whatever it's called. So I thought, well, this could be the solution. I can do this. It's not putting any pressure on the heel as
it's
much.
It's definitely not putting any pressure on anything.
You guys, also, you think it's all BS?
No, seriously, look up riding a bike health, like calories burned.
Great help for the disabled.
I saw that.
Great. Did it say great help for the disabled?
Help for the disabled.
That's who it's invented
That's who it's for.
People that
That's
can't
for,
walk.
It's for.
Oh, come on.
You can walk.
Dave just doing his disabled workout, guys.
You burn
Don't 48 worry.
Calories a mile, Chuck.
If you're going 14 miles an hour.
At 20 miles an hour, you'd burn 56 calories a mile.
I'm just saying it's not like a bike not is not it. Even close to good like, if you're going to make a choice to do something, you might as well, it's like running is your best bet. Walking, I think, is second. But like riding a bike, just because you don't pedal the whole time, you know, you'll get to a corner, you got to stop pedaling, and then you're just kind of cruising.
Can't you do the elliptical at the gym?
Yeah, but here's my thing. When I go to the trainer, I get a good workout in, but those days I don't. I can't. After work, I'm so tired, I don't do it.
Yeah.
So I thought if I do it here, at least I'll get that out of the way.
You should have just went ahead and bought a full treadmill. I mean, they have it. We have a full gym here.
Yeah, but I don't have my computer and all my stuff around me. I need my printer, my computer. I know.
I'm just saying there's no way.
They can get you a laptop, maybe?
And I'll say this. If you... Even back in the day when I was like, man, this under the table, this under the desk, pull out, you know, treadmill would be such a great idea. The reason I was like, it won't be a great idea is because when I'm on an actual treadmill, if you try and do anything, read, you can't. You can't. Mm-hmm. You're moving too much. Like you move too much and it's like you can't get anything done. So that's why you'd be able to get stuff done because you're only kicking your ankles. But it's also not going to do anything for you.
I mean, again, I made this purchase. I had 3 minutes left to do my research. So I didn't do enough because someone said 100 calories burned in the first hour. That's nothing.
Right. That's
when
I'm
on a treadmill, I do like 500-600 calories every time I'm on like one of those. Like
right.
I burn that much.
Mm. Because you're only moving your ankles.
I say you really feel the burn in your butt.
I don't think you will.
Yeah, but it's like I'm 65, no cartilage left in my knees.
Yeah.
That's what it
says. You gotta keep reading, Dave. Like, I've had a copy.
Double hip pain.
I ran 10 miles a day, 7 days a week for 35 years. Now I'm 65. I've got no cartilage left in my knees. I did a step aerobic video every day for 14 years, but now I can't even do that anymore.
too much vertical up and down on my lower joints. I got bad knees, double hip pain, and osteoarthritis. I still walk a mile and swim almost a mile every day, but my metabolism must be slowing down now. I'm gaining weight. I sit at the computer a lot, so I got a Cubby Pro. It's great. I'm off my legs, and the weight of my joints is much less. I can burn calories all day long while I work.
Okay, fine.
That is funny.
It
is.
Again, I haven't opened it, so I can return it.
Yeah, I would return it. It's just not going to really do what you're hoping it's going to do.
Yeah.
And opening it, you'll just discover that. You'll discover you'll be banging your knees. Can you imagine Dave's banging his knees off of his desk? The only way he'd be able to do it is if he turned sideways to do it.
But then,
and then he's trying to work. I can't work.
But then he'll hurt his hip that way.
Oh, yeah. He'll throw sideways. His back. He'll throw his back
I didn't
out.
Think about the height thing because, I'm trying it here.
No, you can't do it here.
That's crazy. You'll shake the radio station apart.
Yeah, exactly.
Earthquake.
Yeah, it was like California goes nuts.
Clocks are falling off the walls. On-air signs are blowing up.
I should have read more reviews. This is another one and just another old
person. I'm retired and home state of Florida. Always find excuses not to walk, to ride a bike. It's too wet in the morning, hot during the day, mosquitoes at night. With the Cubby, I'm getting over 10,000 strides in a day. Rather than just sit with my feet up, there's always going to be the Cubby. I feel better mentally, knowing I'm getting in some exercise and physical activity to help my health.
What else are you dealing with, Dave?
Yeah, there are a lot of old people like this.
Some people are pissed.
Okay. I'm trying to see.
Effortless.
I'm just trying to see the people that are upset with it.
Apparently it clicks after you use
I was happy till it started squeaking.
There's a lot of it starts squeaking.
I don't like a squeak.
Don't like a squeak.
It squeaks, it clicks.
Yeah, people don't like the certain things about it, I guess.
I ride it for 4 hours. I burn 75 calories. 4 hours a Cubby.
That's not a lot. Anyway, so yeah, that was my impulse.
See, there it is. Short and the sweet of it, you're not going to get a huge workout. You're not really going to shed any pounds. It's for people who are disabled.
No, it's not for people who are disabled.
It is. It is.
That's like how they market it.
You can barely.
It's their target demographic.
Yeah.
No.
You can barely move your hips.
Yeah.
So they want you to be able to sit but still move.
Yeah. It's an easy workout for.
No resistance. So it's great.
I'm always looking for like the easy fix.
I know.
And I burn myself.
Yeah. I'm glad you told us because if I would have saw you on this.
I'm glad you told us, Jason,
that you said, I'm glad you told me because I'd be shocked when I walk into your office at 5 a.m. and I heard heavy breathing first.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't talk to Dave if there's loud banging and
plus
heavy
you can
breathing.
See it. Your desk is open.
Yeah.
Like it is. We could see it.
We'd see your little feet. Yeah, what's Dave doing there?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, Dave, hey. You imagine we, like, sat in Dave's office still, and, like, we're trying to get stuff done, but he's, like, in there just...
You guys got any ideas? Want to talk about some stuff?
Bit distracting.
Would maybe get a little much, I guess.
I respect your moxie, though, for wanting to do something.
You know, I just wanted to see if I could get a little more exercise in my day.
Purchased a device for disabled people.
That's nice. I wonder if it has auto mode or just you just strap your feet into it and it just like, it's rotating me around.
Are you getting one of those sit in showers, those enclosed showers next?
Yeah, the bath.
Oh, what is
it
called?
Bath fitter,
yeah.
That's so you can step in.
I feel safe.
I used to almost slip every day and end my life.
Until I got bath fitter. Now I sit down in the shower. I tell you, it's nice. I was having my hip repaired. The doctor recommended that I look into a pedal bike for my post-surgical physical therapy. And I'll say this was by far the product that has changed my recovery process. I'm thankful beyond words.
Fine. It's just for old people with bad hips.
It is.
But I have some hip issues, so I thought that could help.
Well, maybe it will.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So you're not able to work out at all?
Well, I can if I force myself to.
But it hurts.
Yeah, it's... My heel hurts like a mother.
The truth is, like, riding the bike, it just sucks for you.
Just lift weights.
It's not.
My 87-year-old grandma has one. Damn it.
Well, there's the cup.
Yeah. Oh, I'll buy it half price. I'll buy it off you.
I need a cubby.
Yeah. So my other one, I burned it out.
Disability Dave is a beast, someone says.
Ever since I got my hip replaced.
Oh, man. Oh, well.
Well, I guess it's going to be...
keeping it?
I don't know.
You don't ship it back?
It's going to... It weighs about 100 pounds.
Oh, my God.
It is so... I lifted the box and I didn't bother opening it because I'm like, oh, that weighs...
Well, it's got to be enough that it doesn't... You don't move it.
Yeah, it can be a little fine.
I guess. But anyways, I'll still decide. I may try it just to see if it does do anything or if I like it. But I didn't take into consideration my height. I mean, this is about the height of my desk, and I don't have a lot of.
I saw a commercial for a thing that zaps your legs and feet.
You'd be better off to get a TEMS machine.
It like zaps them. Yeah. And it was all old people in the commercial, like real.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My dad has one.
Yeah, because I guess it's like good for their circulation or whatever.
Oh, I don't know about. My dad has something for his back. He zaps his back to like. Keep it strong, boy.
You know who has one of these?
Who?
Is Al Beck.
There's your dead giveaway.
That's a bad sign.
I'm sorry. It's a dead
giveaway. We're going to try and talk to him here with our new board. Al?
Yes.
So you have a cubby?
Something very similar to that. Yeah, no, you just start sending me links, Dave. If I would buy it, don't do it. Because I am perfectly comfortable being a 32-year-old, 97-year-old man.
Yeah, no, I get it. But do you find that it's giving you a good workout?
You know what? The one I have, you can adjust the resistance on it, and you'll feel it in your legs if it's similar to the one I have anyway. But it's basically an elliptical without the arms. Which is why I got it, because I like the elliptical, I live in a very small apartment, so I don't have room for a treadmill. So I got that as a space saver, but I just would rather go outside and walk, which was what I should have done and saved money.
Did you get your heart rate up with it?
You know, I don't own anything that measures my heart rate.
Yeah. I've heard you can actually still eat pizza while riding.
Proven. Proven fact.
No doubt you could do anything while riding.
Yes. But now I tried the version, because the one I have, you can stand up on it like an elliptical, or you can spin it around and sit in a chair, and I did not like the bike version, which is what you bought it for.
Which is exactly what I bought it
for. And,
I think that there's a lot of things talking about the tension setting and that it's just not going to be enough. It's not going to be enough tension for Dave.
Yeah.
Like, he's too strong. If you are 65 and you're feeble.
The one I have can get pretty, the tension can get pretty tight. I don't know.
Nice and tight.
Tensions being tight. Professional wordsmith down here. Talk for a living. So I don't know. It might be worth trying. It's just something to. But I think you'll use it a couple times and then just forget about it.
Well, you think how you give him five bowls of cream of wheat?
Yeah, exactly.
On a scale of cream of wheat bowls, how many do you give it?
Probably just two.
Just a soggy two.
Oh, a soggy two.
Soggy two.
All right, Al Beck. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah, that's a bad sign if Al has one.
I give it five bowls of cream of wheat.
I'll be honest. If Al had one and he came in here and all of a sudden he was like chiseled, I'd be like, holy, whatever Al's doing, do it. It's like when James lost a crap ton of weight in a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
He went from like normal James and then all of a sudden he was like skinny James.
Went from big fat fatso James to almost a hunk, James.
And then I was like, what did you do? And then we all started doing
counting
it.
Counting points, yeah.
This is, food related.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you. I didn't even exercise much.
No.
I just changed what I was eating.
Yeah.
Well, I think now that it's actually here, I may give it a shot just to see.
Might as well.
I can return it and just say it doesn't work.
Yeah. 100 pounds, though.
It's a lot.
It's more of a workout just to get the damn box open.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you might as well just lift it and put it down. Lift it and put it down about 20 times. Might be better for you.
Yeah, it probably would be.
What you need to get is a health rider.
What's a health rider?
It's that thing that looks like you're making love to the air.
Oh, yeah. You're air effing.
Your dad had
one. My dad had
one. Tony Little, the guy that jumps
Tony Little. Teach you how to bang.
Yep. I don't have one of those yet. Maybe that's coming soon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Couple of cougar attacks in Florida to tell you about.
Oh, yeah. Old ladies?
Old broads.
Yes.
First up, this 64-year-old woman arrested for groping and grinding on a younger man outside a restaurant in a Florida retirement community has cut a plea deal in connection with her unwanted sexual advances.
You want it?
No. I don't.
Come on.
You're out here, the Bob Evans.
Stop it.
I know what you want.
I don't want that. Hey!
Give it to me.
Whoa!
Give me that.
Oh, no.
I want it.
You're gross.
You're gross. Of course, this happened at a seafood restaurant in the Villages.
Yeah. Probably on Molly.
The country's largest retirement community. Marianne Zambrano pleaded no contest to a reduced charge of disorderly conduct. She was ordered to pay $303 in court costs. She was originally charged with misdemeanor battery for her interaction with a worker at a seafood restaurant. They say that she appeared intoxicated. She approached this guy outside of RJ Gators.
RJ Gators.
Grabbed him by his penis.
I got you.
Grabbed him straight by his penis.
Gotcha.
You got me right by my shaft.
And began touching his balls.
Oh. Hey. How are you even doing that with one hand?
Well, both. I think she had both hands down there.
There you go.
Oh.
Then he said she was trying to take his pants off.
No.
You don't need these anymore.
No, stop it. Hey.
This you happened at 7:45, which is midnight.
That's right.
You're really burning the midnight oil, lady. It's 7:45. You on Molly?
I'm tired.
Look like you came from a rave.
Take me to bed or lose me forever.
I'll go with lose you forever because you're real crazy looking.
The man said she was also trying to dance on him.
Hey.
Rubbing her breasts and body against him.
Oh, get your breasts and body away from me. Stop it.
Honey,
it's like a bag full of pancake batter.
Sugar.
My God.
You were my candy boy.
Oh, gross.
And you got me wanting you.
Hey, let go of my wiener.
I just can't believe the loveliness of loving you.
I'm going to take you to court.
She then asked this guy to come home with her.
Mm-hmm.
He said he declined her invitation.
No.
But then she would not stop hugging him.
Come on.
Kissing him.
Hey.
And whispering in his ear.
Get away from my ass. You just can't.
You wouldn't believe what I can do with my tongue.
I just can't shake you.
I can take my teeth out.
You're everywhere. As quick as a chipmunk.
Hi.
Yeah. See, you're on top of me again.
I got you.
You got me good.
I'm on your back.
Whoa, how'd you get back here? Oh, man.
Surveillance cameras recorded the whole thing.
I'd love to see that.
And it did show that the guy did have his hands up during the whole time. Like he was like,
no. Hey.
And she just looks like someone's cute grandma. Look at her.
I was rolling face on the Molly.
She looks a little wild.
Yeah.
You're right.
I bang a lot.
You ever done LSD?
I'm on it.
I'm on it now.
Oh, like she was crazy back in the day.
Mm-hmm. I think some of them snap.
She's chewing on the end of her glasses in that photo.
It's like, all right, I can see it.
Filthy. I guess you can.
Filthy old whore.
I can suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
Oh, my God.
There's RJ Gators, by the way. That's where it happened.
Oh, it's beautiful.
That's where it all happened. Beautiful. Very nice, right on the water.
Love it. That is a beautiful establishment. I'll nibble on your house.
Hey.
Right like that.
Whoa, jeez.
There.
So quick, you move with the shadows. Ah. Oh, my God.
Thought I was gone.
That was the original story.
Let me lower your pants.
Hey.
But she pled down. Mm-hmm. No contest, so she only has to.
Hey, let me see this place on a map. How big is this place?
A village is
look
like
at the
a
size
whole,
of the villages, look dude. Look at that. It's insanely
it's huge.
It's three towns long.
They have their own post office, I think.
Yeah.
There's stuff like that with the villages they have. It's so vast.
No, it is the largest retirement community in North America. Probably in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be in the world, yeah.
It is one of the most dangerous places you could ever imagine.
Apparently it is. You would think you'd be safe there, but no, there's cougars like Marianne Roman everywhere.
Yeah. Well, she's a saber-tooth.
Of course
saber
she lives there.
Of course
she's
she
a saber-tooth.
Well, yeah, she lives there. Look what she's doing to those glasses.
You know it.
When you nibble on the end of your glasses, that's a total oral sex tribute, right?
Well, yeah. Right. It's from 1935. It's like, the 1935 oral sex giveaway.
See what I'm doing with these glasses? Imagine that's your penis.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the other cougar making news today, not at the villages. She is in Florida, though. A fight after an evening of wine and sex wound up landing this 65-year-old behind bars in Tequesta, Florida. Tina Seri was jailed on a domestic battery charge after this spat. A 53-year-old guy identified as her boyfriend, so she's going quite young.
I'm the younger man.
You're going to get nailed.
He said they went to bed about 9:30.
Oh!
Again, which is like 1 a.m. summertime. Uh-huh. They had some wine, and they got intimate. Then he said, get off me, I'm done.
I'm not done yet.
Get off me, you're hurting my back.
I'm about to start.
Hey.
She wasn't happy with that. He called her an unflattering name. Mm-mm. They argued. They exchanged obscenities, and that's when she started throwing glass bowls at him.
Wow.
Jesus.
She also started slicing his body pillow.
Not my
body pillow.
My beautiful, comfortable.
Oh, yeah, you love this?
Body pillow. Don't you do it.
You want to hump this morning?
Don't you
hump
do
me?
It, you old whore. Hey!
Ginsu knife.
Oh.
I bought it on the TV.
That is my favorite.
Watch how sharp it is.
No, don't you. Oh, you bitch.
Oh.
You. Ha! Hey!
She admits she cut his body pillow with scissors so he couldn't use it anymore.
Now I can't even cut it.
Chicken shears. Loved that body pillow.
I loved it.
That was what? His favorite thing.
I'd wrap my legs around it and then I'd kind of spoon it. But not anymore!
She was treated for high blood pressure and taken to jail. There she is.
You're beat red.
Oh, look at her.
Oh, yeah.
That's some Tequesta miles on her.
She likes the party.
Yeah. She looks, I believe, how Britney Spears will look. Older.
Yeah. Yes.
It is
like
a 65-year-old.
Same hair,
Britney
like
Spears.
Still doing the hair the same.
That's like a 43-year-old Britney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a good look. You'd want her to stop, too, I think.
You don't tell me to get off, or else your body pillow gets it.
I'll cut up everything you own. You let me finish on top of you. Yeah, you're going to get a bit wet.
Oh, wow.
I knew it.
Okay.
I always do.
Rock now to Chesterfield, Virginia for our next story, where their first night in their new house, a family had to fend off a naked intruder claiming to be the devil.
No.
Here's the story from WRIC-TV.
Yeah, this family was under attack last night by a woman claiming to be the devil. She attacked this family, prompting the homeowner to fire 39 rounds.
Oh, my God!
She was in to kill us. That was her almighty, was to kill us. A horrific night for the Lewis family in their brand new home. She attacked us, and I held her down and just kept on punching her and punching her as hard as I possibly could. Once a dream home, it now looks like a war zone.
We want to warn you at home, some of this video is graphic.
Oh, so they blew
blood
her away.
Soaked into the carpet, walls and windows riddled with bullets, and shell casings scattered throughout.
I said, "Who are you?" She said, "I need your help. Please help me." And I said, "Get out of my house." And she said, "I'm the devil."
The homeowner says a naked woman with a blue ponytail broke into the basement around 10:30 last night, laughing and refusing to leave.
She looked like she was possessed. I mean, her eyes were completely black like saucers and laughing like it was a joke.
Fearing for his life, the father of three with his sleeping family upstairs grabbed his pistol, gave a verbal warning, and opened fire. He says the woman aggressively charged at him with what he calls superhuman strength.
And she was not stopping. She had the strength of four grown men.
When he ran out of bullets, he began throwing furniture. His wife and children jumped in, beating the woman, yet she didn't stop until their 12-year-old son shoved a wrench into her neck. Police arrested the intruder.
Oh, my God. And Christ in heaven.
As for the Lewis family, they're left with bruises and bite marks.
Oh, God.
I'm scared to go to any room by myself. I'm just terrified. You've destroyed our family.
Talia Cunningham, 8 News.
I'd be worried about the 12-year-old kid who shoved a wrench into her neck. I'd be worried about that guy.
Yeah, you want to check up on him.
And also,
see how he's doing.
What? Is dad the worst shot of all time?
57 bullets? And it takes a 12-year-old?
I don't know how to use this thing. What was he doing? I'm going to open fire in every which way but least toward you.
That was the most dangerous conditions you could have ever been in.
And then Damian Ullman has to be like, "Oh, Dad. I killed her.
Shoved." You know what it was?
It was a
socket wrench. It's a ratchet with that like extension piece on.
Yep.
He stuffed that right through her neck.
He impaled her.
Yes, look, there it is.
Oh, that's the rest of it.
I guess, right?
You can't live in that house now.
Dude, yeah.
Is she dead? Yeah. How is she not dead?
She's not dead.
She's not dead. 47 shots. How many bullets?
39 rounds.
39 rounds and she's not dead?
That story just kept getting nuts. Like, even more crazy with every second.
In Virginia.
Yeah, we punched him
this
in the face about 37
sucks with a gun.
So 39 bullets. He ran out of bullets, started throwing furniture at her, and then his 12-year-old shoved a wrench into her neck, and that stopped her.
That was crazy.
She's being treated and evaluated, so she is...
She's alive.
She's alive.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you couldn't kill her.
Maybe she is.
I tried putting a wrench in her neck. I tried.
Your wrench isn't going to stop me. I'm the devil for
God's
sakes.
Oh, I think it'll shut you up a little bit. Look at this. Here, Dad, move. You terrible shooting. Yeah.
That hurts.
Yeah, I bet.
Man.
I'm 12. I'm Logan. I'm 12.
Oh, that's got to mess with a kid's head, right? When a 12-year-old...
You're never the same. Come on.
Oh.
No, the kids...
None of us are ready to shove a wrench in anyone's neck.
No. That kid is...
You imagine... Listen, I've said it. If one of you guys was in real trouble... I'm not the guy to go to like give you a shot.
Yeah.
The idea of me pressing a needle in through your skin gives me the heebie-jeebies. I can't imagine taking a sharp wrench.
It wasn't even that sharp.
No.
That's the thing. It was.
So I had to thrust it in like an axe.
Yeah, we got to check on Logan from time to time.
Logan, he's not affected by it, which is weird.
It's kind of the scariest part.
He was just eating like a Hot Pocket. And
he was.
No big whoop.
Yeah, he looked fine, but that kid's going to need some help. Yeah, I know. I got it.
Yeah, okay.
It's my damn keyboard. So I'm going to tweet this out. If you want to see this for yourself and see this 12-year-old that stabbed a woman with a wrench.
They really just slid that into that story, too.
They did.
They're like, we shot him?
And, by the way.
Yeah, and our 12-year-old stabbed him in the neck with a wrench.
I was wondering what the wrench
she must have
was from.
I don't know how she escaped all those bullets.
I don't know. I think most of them hit
the wall instead of her. That's how she escaped.
That's unbelievable.
Was he just shooting in the wall? Like she's on the other side of the wall. He was just shooting the wall hoping
he
hit her?
There's like no handgun that holds that many rounds. So he had
to reload.
He reloaded.
He reloaded, I would say, what? Three times?
Almost three times, I bet. Yeah. And she was just either she's trained as well as Batman.
Or Matrix. It's the Matrix.
Or she knows how to make the Matrix manipulate it.
Uh-huh.
Or he is just terrible.
He's terrible.
So that kid is the damn devil.
Yeah, oh, that kid's like, you think you're the devil? Watch this. It's called Wrench in the Neck. I'm 12.
Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck if you want to see that family and that story.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.